You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
So this past week, I got an email asking about the Chase Freedom Unlimited. And it's one of my go-to credit cards. It's always in my wallet. It's in my wife's wallet. But it was a kind of strange question. They were asking me what things count as travel on the Chase Freedom Unlimited card. Now, for those of you out there who love credit cards as much as me, you know that you don't really think of the Freedom Unlimited card or the Freedom Flex card as a travel card really at all. Still, I did some digging, so today I'm going to share with you five things that count as travel when you're using your Chase Freedom Unlimited card. You're not gonna wanna miss this. So you heard right. For those of us that have been in this credit card game for a while, you know that the old Freedom card, the Freedom Unlimited, and the Freedom Flex aren't really viewed as a travel card. However, there have been some changes specifically to the Unlimited and the Flex card that I researched, and I think some beginners or people that don't want to pay any sort of annual fee for a card could get a lot of points out of if they sort of did their spending for travel a very specific way. And before I dive into how you can get up to 5% cash back on your travel purchases with your Unlimited card, please hit that little like button down below. It really helps me out. It makes these videos, you know, get out to a larger audience, and I really appreciate it. So thanks. All right, so let's dive in. When you use your Chase Freedom Unlimited card, you get 1.5% cash back, and that earns, yeah, cash back, but it is essentially ultimate reward points. So how do people think it's actually a travel card? Well, the answer is that Chase has some new rules that you don't really hear too much about, and you end up getting 5% cash back when you make five different types of travel purchases using your Unlimited card when you go through the Chase Ultimate Rewards portal. Now, personally, I know that that isn't always the best redemption value for those points, specifically if you're gonna end up getting something like the Chase Sapphire card or maybe an Amex card, you know that you can transfer these points to travel partners. But so many people, you know, probably a handful of them, just like I do, so many people don't wanna get into all of that transferring points. They just want something that's simple and cash back. So I think Chase is trying to appeal to those people. Maybe they're just beginners, like I said before, in this credit card world. So if they log on to the Chase Travel Portal, there are five different categories where they could shop for things like flights and cars, and I'll get into a few more. And when they make those purchases using their Freedom Unlimited card, meaning they don't use points or anything, they actually like just charge it, put it right on the card, and they go through that portal, they end up getting 5% cash back on all their travel purchases. So if you're looking to avoid having a card with any sort of annual fee, but you can still like rack up those points, this could be a pretty good option. Oh, and one quick word of warning, this does not apply if you have that old Freedom card. I still have mine. My wife, she ended up, changing hers to the Freedom Flex. And this 5% does apply to the Freedom Flex when you go through the same portal along with the Unlimited, but it doesn't apply to the old Freedom card. So again, kind of just a few things to keep track of. So let's dive into the first type of travel purchase that you can do through this portal. And I'm talking about flights. Definitely flights count when you go through this portal and you book one-way flights or round-trip tickets. Now, one thing that I will say is that the Chase Travel Portal isn't always the easiest to use. For example, if you're looking to book like a Southwest flight, or if you are looking to get the lowest price possible, it's a really good idea to actually check with the airlines and make sure that the price that's showing up on the travel portal that you're about to pay for with your Unlimited card is the lowest price around. Number two, we have hotels and vacation rentals. So whether you're looking just to stay at a place for a night or maybe more of an extended stay, you can actually earn 5% cash back when you go through this Chase Travel Portal. And it's really cool. It's very similar to like Expedia, Travelocity. You can see the ratings and reviews. You can even like review your itinerary or cancel. And it's going to be very user-friendly based on the type of amenities that you're looking for. For example, if I'm traveling by myself, I might look for like a free breakfast or, you know, really good Wi-Fi. But if you're traveling with your family, you might want that like little kitchenette. So you can kind of check those two different filters and see what pops up. And I'm sure many of you already knew this. I mentioned Expedia before. This travel portal is powered through Expedia. So it's essentially going to be the exact same thing. It's just Chase's interface. And of course, you can use Chase points, but you can also use your card. Number three, we have cars. And I'll be honest with you that I always use a Chase card and this Chase travel portal when I'm booking rental cars. I'm typically traveling with my family and I want some sort of like large minivan with a ton of storage in the back, enough room for the car seats. And when I book, I'm probably going to use points, let's be honest, and probably put it on one of my like Sapphire cards. But you can book and use your unlimited card as well. When you do that, you will earn 5% cash back, and there is a form of rental car insurance. It's specifically going to cover damage or theft. However, unlike some of the more elite travel cards, it isn't a primary collision coverage insurance provided by the card. Now, another way of saying that is the insurance that you have every day for your own car, if you have a car, that kicks in first. And then any additional, you know, damage, if there was ever, you know, a claim, would be covered through this card. So it's a good card to use, but there are better ones out there. And number four, cruises. In this house, we love taking cruises. We haven't gone on them in a while, let's be honest. But I'm looking forward when the kids are a little bit older, maybe going on like a nice family cruise. And I know that you can book through this Chase travel portal, but it's actually a little trickier than it needs to be. For example, you can search by destination, like type in Florida, or if you love a specific cruise line, like you could type in Celebrity or Norwegian. However, you're not actually able to complete the booking on the portal. It's very strange because it's an online portal, but they make you call an 800 number and talk to a travel specialist. Now, personally, I always like calling those numbers anyway because it can help answer all the questions you might have about where you're going, the port, maybe even some of the stops along the way. But it is possible if you want to go through your Chase travel portal and use your unlimited card to earn that same 5% that we've been talking about. But again, as always, just maybe go on the cruise line's website itself and see if they're offering any sort of promotions that might make it a little bit cheaper for you. I would hate for you to get like 5% cash back, but miss out on taking a few hundred bucks off or getting some in-room credit. And number five would be things to do, activities, excursions, think tours and sightseeing. Most people wouldn't consider going on a Chase travel portal to book an experience like a beer and wine tasting or taking like a museum, like double-decker bus tour. But you know how all those things are offered in cities and towns like around America. And you might be able to go on a website like Groupon, or you might be able to just go on the actual like the tour bus's website and buy a ticket. But if you go through the Chase travel portal, and I've kind of like compared prices for a few of these, you actually pay the exact same price. Chase, in most cases, is not jacking the price up for these experiences. So not only can you book them for the same price, but you can put them on your credit card. You kind of got that credit card protection, and you're earning the 5% cash back. I would just recommend reading any sort of fine print about cancellations. I would hate for you to be stuck with like a ticket to, you know, ride around a double-decker bus or hop on a boat and your whole flight got canceled or delayed and now you can't go on that, you know, that sightseeing tour. But I think because it's on the credit card, most likely Chase would help like work with you with that travel, you know, cancellation or interruption insurance. Quick break from the show to talk about my new ebook on how you can earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass. That's right, I recently wrote the ultimate guide to how you and a companion can fly on Southwest Airlines for up to 2 years with buy one, get one free flights. This is my very first ebook, and I'm sharing it 100% for free to help people like you learn how to travel the world using points and miles. Over the past few years, my wife and I have flown to California, Aruba, Nashville, and Florida, all for free using the Southwest Companion Pass. If you're curious, even a little, then please check out the link in the show notes to download a free copy of the ebook. And one more cool thing is that when you get that copy, you're also helping to support this show. It's win-win for all of us. So check out my ebook on how to earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass today. Most people only think about home and auto insurance when something goes wrong. In fact, recently we had water leaking from our roof. I immediately thought of my homeowner's insurance and just hoped we were covered. Now, luckily we were fine, but it's a great time of year to make sure you have the best home and auto coverage as well. Insure.com offers the smart way to get insurance quotes online and save money. You can compare multiple companies and quotes to make sure you're getting the coverage you need without paying too much. Insure.com is your expert voice for insurance coverage. So when you're ready to save on your home and auto insurance, check out my links down in the show notes. And as always, when you use those links, you help to support me and everything I'm doing. So I really appreciate it. All right, now back to the show. A few key takeaways. When somebody reached out to me and said, "Hey, Rich, what do you think about the Chase Freedom Unlimited card as a travel card?" I just sort of shook my head and said, it's not a good travel card. But I can totally see how someone who just wants to sort of dip their toe in the water of the credit card world would be able to save essentially 5% on any sort of travel, whether it's airfare, like we mentioned, hotel stays or vacation rentals. Maybe they are looking to get a rental car or, you know, book a cruise or even just some like activities in town. Or if they're staying somewhere, you know, find something to do, maybe seek out some nightlife. All of these options are available through the Chase Travel Portal. A guy like myself, I always use that travel portal if I'm looking to, like, you know, boost the points I already have, because I like to use my Chase Sapphire card. And you know that, many of you know, that you can get even better redemptions by transferring these points to the travel partners and then booking directly. However, I know that beginners out there don't like paying annual fees, so it's a really good idea to consider this type of card if you're in the market for booking some travel coming up and you want to save, you know, right around 5% on basically all the travel you're going to be doing. I should mention also that most of what I said with booking travel on the travel portal applies to the Chase Freedom Flex. They have some different, like, rotating categories, though. So potentially, you know, if you're using the Flex at a time when, like, you know, restaurants are 5% and travel, you're booking through the portal, you get 5%, then you're going to get a ton of redemption. As always, I'll leave a link down below in the description to the Chase Freedom Unlimited line of cards, along with maybe that Sapphire card, if you heard me kind of smile and talk about that. If you use those links, it helps support the show. And of course, everything that I'm doing, I really appreciate it. So check it out. Also, I just launched my brand new website. It's a rebranding, teachingmillionaires.com. It is full of YouTube videos like this, but also some resources like money, blog articles, and podcasts. So please, if you haven't, go check that out. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at richsmithedu. I've been posting there a lot more frequently. And if you are new to the channel, please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right, as always, I'm Rich, and until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you like the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.